There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, but we're not just filling Frank. We have our own show every day, Monday through Friday, every weekday, and nothing weak about it. 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East, Covino and Rich, but a pleasure to be here.
Of course.
Happy Thanksgiving. Shout out to the Dan Patrick Show. Joel is here. Birch is here. Thank you for being here. 877-99 on Fox. I'm Covino. That is Rich.
I saw... to answer the question I was telling you before, what player is trying to become the guy to win three Super Bowls with three different teams? He played yesterday. Want me to just tell you?
Just tell me, yeah, because I'm racking my brain thinking about it.
Von Miller.
Oh,
Broncos,
nice.
Rams, and now he's trying with Buffalo, but he's hurt now.
Yeah.
But I looked this up, and I saw that little fun fact, and I'm seeing Matt Millen.
Fun fact boy.
Could someone
fun fact boy.
I have Joel, fun fact Dickie, that's me. Birch, can you back me up on this? Matt Millen, I'm getting mixed things saying he won with three teams. Because Matt Millen won with the Niners, the Raiders, and did he win with Washington too? Is Matt Millen the guy that's already done this?
He's a winner. Probably dresses for success.
He's foggy in my mind, you know.
Well, dresses for success. Matt Millen.
Yeah, it goes back to our last discussion.
Nice, precise mustache.
Yeah, he's well-groomed. He's a well-groomed man, that guy. Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us. We appreciate you. This hour, again, we're going to take you to our weekend hobnobbing session, let you know what you need to watch this weekend in the world of sports and entertainment, right? Weekend hobnobbing, so that you know what to talk about come Monday. And we got to talk about some Christmas music. The Eagles linemen, they have a new hit on their hands. Yeah, not the Eagles, not Don Henley, the Eagles. The actual Philadelphia Eagles have a Christmas song.
Move over, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I heard the Eagles linemen are playing I Heart's Jingle Ball. Is that true?
It's possible. That's how good this is. We'll talk about that. But we're going from Aaron Judge and the hypothetical of, you know, dressing for success and the part that you want, to Aaron Rodgers.
Before we do, I had one last question for you about Aaron Judge. I feel like I want to do a deeper dive into this investigation.
Go ahead, Jacques Cousteau. Let's hear it.
Whoa! I'll put up my scuba gear.
Let's hear it.
When it comes to free agency, is one of the most underrated things in sports the team of people that try to lure the new free agents and the new teammates? Like the people that are in charge of recruiting for colleges and free agents in major league sports. Is that one of the most understated important, I guess you would say, departments of the organization? Like if Aaron Judge is out in San Francisco.
Seems to me that Jacques Peterson's trying to recruit this guy.
But I'm saying besides player endorsements and, you know, owner Zoom calls or meetings, I'm talking like the people that are like, Aaron Judge, let me show you around. That's a lot of power in that position.
I bet you Buster Posey's like diving into Judge's DMs as like his side hustle. Like that's what he's doing. I'll take you around town.
We have a lot of fun here.
Show you what San Francisco's all about.
But I'm saying you see it with recruiting in college, but what about the people that work for the organization? Let's say the Giants, for example. Okay. There's someone that's trying to show Aaron Judge,
mm-hmm.
San Francisco's for you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurants, the accommodations.
The recruits.
Then you got to almost be like, all right, is this guy a single guy that's going to want to hear about the nightlife? Am I going to try to show him the beautiful women? Or is he the type of guy where, is he a family guy? Do I got to sell him on the school districts and this community? Like, that must be such a fun niche position in the world of sports. Like, it's almost like that man or woman is like, it's almost like the fixer, but not. You know what I'm saying,
that's
Joel?
That's exactly what we said Covino was. You can come to the Yankees,
mm-hmm.
but first, you got to have this talk with Covino. He's going to explain our hair rule to you, and he's going to tell you.
I'm going to show you a good time.
He'll walk you back up top, and we'll talk.
Yeah, but an underrated job, yeah.
Imagine if you're a free agent, and you're going to check out the Giants, the Yankees, the Cardinals, and Texas Rangers, who seem to have money to spend. You don't think the experience you have with whoever it is that shows you and your family around town,
whoever that person is, has to be a cool person.
They have to be cool,
yeah,
and likable. I'll give you a great analogy.
Because if they're not a cool person, you're thinking, what does this weenie know about the nightlife here in San Francisco?
You ever look for an apartment or a condo or a house to buy or rent? Sometimes something as simple as the realtor you deal with could be a make or break. Like, yeah, I want to work with them. Man, I don't really want to deal with them.
Yeah.
And they're all supposed to be personable. That's what they do for a living.
And trustworthy. Look the part. Back to our previous discussion, they have to look the part.
I'm just saying that must be an interesting, as I said, niche position that doesn't get enough credit in sports. We talk all about free agents and where people end up.
The schmoozer?
I think each team schmoozer is the most underrated position on the team's payroll.
So we're blaming the schmoozers now.
Yeah. It's like how you have to be a great sales. You have to have a great sales pitch.
If there's a team that starts landing some dope free agents, it's sort of like when college starts getting more recruits. It's like who's ever in charge of this process is slain.
The schmooze master.
Think about it. You're a free agent for the first time in years. It's time to be wined and dined. You're like it's almost like you're the bachelor and you're going on dates with all these different women. You know?
You think someone in San Francisco's taking Aaron Judge like on a hot air balloon ride right now? To show them the city.
They're taking a bike ride over the Golden Gate Bridge down into Sausalito. Isn't this fun, Aaron?
The Mets smooths Aaron Judge.
That's what I'm saying. So whoever is in charge of, I'm going to show this guy the best time so that he very much wants to stay in San Francisco and not go back to the Yanks. I'm just saying, nothing really more to it than what an interesting position we don't talk enough about in sports. When you see all these free agents, who's showing Trey Turner around when he's going to different cities? When Jacob DeGrom's trying to decide, do I want to stay in Queens in New York, or do I want to go to Texas? Do I want to go to Atlanta? There's someone that's like, let me take you to the best restaurant. Hey, mm-hmm. do you like adult entertainment? No, I'm a married, very Christian man. Kidding. Let's go to adult entertainment. So let me show you about the church scene here. There's someone that's done the research and is schmoozing and wheeling and dealing on a level.
It's the schmoozing booze.
And they know you, right?
And they got to get it right. You're right. They got to know them. They got to get it right.
Imagine the player. Yeah, because so much homework needs to be done. You're not going to take the religious guy with a family and be like, hey, before we talk about this, let's go to the Spearmint Rhino. Now, if it's a 23-year-old guy that's like known as a party dude, that's the guy where you're like, I'm going to show you where all the hot chicks in the city are. That is a position that's underrated, the end. Because who's ever doing that right now is partly responsible for where Trey Turner, where Aaron Judge, where Jacob DeGrom, where all these guys end up.
And back to, again, what we were talking about earlier, you think that guy is in Aaron Judge's ear saying, and guess what? Not only do we have the best nightlife,
You don't have to shave.
But you could grow out that hair any way you want.
You could be a damn slob if you want.
You could have a goatee if you want. here in San Francisco.
Now, I know that's not allowed in the Bronx.
Think of how cool you look. Yeah, think of how cool you look, not only on television, but on your baseball card with the facial hair.
Take a look at this PowerPoint.
We've, you have this picture up in the stadium with a goatee on it.
I was going to say, look at this PowerPoint presentation we put together. You with different facial hair looks that you'd be allowed to have here with the San Francisco Giants.
Think of this on the scoreboard. Yeah, think of the billboards here in San Francisco.
I just looked at his picture. A goatee on Judge? Yeah.
He looks like evil Aaron Judge.
He could be a vampire look.
You could have what we call the big poppy, precise, stubble. Think about it.
He need to go full beard.
Yeah.
They could just put Brian Wilson's facial hair onto Aaron Judge.
Photoshop it on.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, that's my point. The end. We can move on to Aaron Rodgers now. But let's just say what's up to Mickey in Youngstown, Ohio. What's up, Mick?
Hey, how you guys doing? Great show.
Thanks, man.
I was just calling in about that the discussion you have about Aaron Judge. And I mean, it's about an expectation. This is the way we want you to look. This is the way we do business, and they want you to. And, if the Arizona Cardinals maybe took that that direction with Kyler Murray and said, hey, we actually want you to watch film, maybe they wouldn't be eliminated from the playoffs right now.
Let me tell you, that was – when you're talking about luring teams or trying to keep your big stars, someone took a misstep when they said required video watching. That rubbed him the wrong way. I mean, he took the money and, good for Kyler Murray, but whoever is doing all that tap dancing around the contract, the verbiage, all the little details and, hey, how life is going to be here. What's the culture like? Is it a winning culture? I mean, those are things that are underrated. We always love to look at the bigger picture, but where does the player want to play? I know when Max Scherzer signed with the Mets, you know what one of the selling points was? Steve Cohen, the owner, and his wife.
Oh, the garlic fries at the Shake Shack?
Garlic the Shake Shack?
Unlimited fries, Max.
You can get soft serve Carvel in a Mets helmet.
Eyes really look good in the Mets pinstripes. Brings out the
blue.
The blue and the brown in your eyes. Think about it, Max.
But his wife was sort of taken around town by Steve Cohen's wife, and some of the players' wives embraced Max's wife to the point where he's like, you know what? This is the place.
By the way, that's also a very underrated situation because you see how all these young women, right, the players' wives and girlfriends, how they all
bond.
So, if you have a superstar athlete you're trying to recruit, you got to make sure their wife and girlfriend are comfortable too in that new gaggle of women. Is that a proper term?
Or for some of these guys who are dating or married to young, attractive women that might be involved in the media, right? Hey, why don't you come to this city? Oh, your wife does a lot of stuff on social media and she's a young influencer. Oh, that's your girlfriend? Oh, she should be in Los Angeles. Come play for the Dodgers. Like, why would you? You don't want to be in Milwaukee. What do you do? So again, just the most underrated side of sports. I don't know what got me thinking about that. Of course, Aaron Judge, but as we're seeing the baseball offseason sort of start happening, you know that Aaron Judge is in San Francisco and you wonder, what are they telling him?
Yeah.
Right?
They're definitely, schmoozing him for sure. How
do the Texas Rangers try to tell Jacob DeGrom that's the answer? Come down here to Arlington. Are you going to contend with Seattle and Houston? No.
Yeah, it's a tough sell.
It's a tough sell.
Yeah. So, again, from Aaron Judge to Aaron Rodgers.
All right. Now, Aaron Rodgers the other day, they're talking about it on FS1, Fox Sports Radio, all the networks. What do you make of Aaron Rodgers saying, hey, by the way, everyone, I've been playing with a broken thumb.
I think it justifies the way he's played football this year.
Because
you got to start with the player's mentality, right? They always like to keep their injuries quiet. You don't want to give too much information to your opponents, to your competing teams. You don't want to ever expose your weakness. An athlete has pride too, right? They're trying to keep their job. They're not trying to make excuses because it's a double-edged sword. If they're making excuses, they're criticized for that, right? Like, hey, toughen up.
Be accountable. Like Zach Wilson, right?
Right.
Zach Wilson lays an egg. And when asked on the Jets, hey, do you take responsibility? You left your defense hanging. You only put up 3 points. Nah. What happened? Guy got benched. He started losing the team.
Accountability is underrated.
Accountability.
People love accountability, even if you don't mean it. Like, even if Zach Wilson didn't mean it, what we learned here was he just should have said, yeah, you know what? I stunk it up. I'm going to get better. Next question.
Every girl Covino's ever dated, Joel, said, you need to be accountable.
Yeah, I'm going to learn from that mistake and just say, you know what? You're right. I'm the worst. Let's move on.
You're right. Whatever you say. All right, let's.
You know what? I'm the worst guy ever.
Let's go get breakfast.
You're absolutely right. Let's go out for dinner now.
I just want you to be accountable. Thank you.
You can never admit you're wrong. And you saw
even
what
if I'm not.
You saw what happened in your relationships. You saw what happened with Zach Wilson. And I just think that Aaron Rodgers is peculiar. I mean, I could just end the sentence there. But I think it's peculiar that here's a guy that is, you know, hasn't been his same self. And you could say personnel. He doesn't have the weapons. You know, he's been playing with a broken thumb and that never came up. But then the flip side, you're right. If it came up, what would we say?
Well, could him making excuses.
Yeah, it's a no-win situation. No-win. And I think the best way to handle it, like, I do appreciate this information because it puts everything in perspective. Like, oh.
Does it change your mind, Joel, on Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Why not?
Well, first of all, I'm a Lions fan, and we believe that he's, you know, a wimp anyway. But what I got new respect for Aaron Rodgers, I must admit. The ayahuascas, he's a better lover.
Anybody
who can admit that?
Anyone, you know what?
Who needs a thumb?
Anyone
I mean, he might.
He might. You don't know. That's some people like that. I do look at Aaron Rodgers and say, well, that sort of changes things. You're right a little bit, but do you respect him for not making that excuse?
I do. I think the best way to do it, though, is to have someone leak this information on your behalf so it doesn't appear that you're making an excuse.
You know what?
Right? Like, I'll give you an example.
That's a great point.
Yeah, like I'm a fan of this guy named Teofimo Lopez, right? He was the former lightweight champion in boxing. The kid is nasty. Teofimo Lopez, right?
Teofimo.
He fights this dude, George Kambosos, and he gets beat. And something was off. Like, you could tell, like, man, Kambosos was really making his way with Teofimo.
Teofimo's a good young fighter that Covino turned me on to as well. He's a fun guy to watch. He's an action-packed boxer. But the fight he did lose, I agree. There was something like, what's wrong with him?
And after the fight, you know, his team... Not Teofimo. Teofimo wasn't making any excuses. He took, what's the buzzword? Accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't have it tonight. You know, just didn't have it. Says, you know, he was the better man. I'll get him next time. We'll figure out another game plan and move forward. He got beat. He owned it. But his team and his doctors came out later on and said, doctors confirmed that he could have died in that fight. He contracted an illness which could have caused his lungs to collapse.
And he should never have been in the ring.
No, he had a weird condition. Rich, I'll give you the honor of trying to pronounce what it's called right there. Pneumomediastinum.
Oh, yeah, pneumomediastinum. It's pneumonia with like 20 letters after it. But whatever it is, he could have died.
CT scans determined that Teofimo Lopez had extensive air in his neck cavities, and he was having a hard time breathing. His chest was tight. So here's this guy not only battling a dude that wants his belts, right? A tough opponent. But he's like, yo, I'm not feeling right. But as a competitor and as a gladiator in the ring, he doesn't want to make excuses.
Well,
so his team clears it up. And you know what the public says? Me as a fan? Oh, well, that explains it. I want the information. I'm torn on this. I want to know.
And guys, I'll tell you why. And you can chime in again, 877-99 on Fox, Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick, Black Friday.
Let me ask you, did you lose respect? You and I, not to name drop, but we interviewed the great Sugar Ray Leonard. And when we asked him about his defeat to Roberto Duran, I believe, I forget what fight he was talking about. He said, you know what? I woke up that day, and I think he said something cool like, and I never told anybody this, but I'm going to tell you guys because I like you guys.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He said, I'm going to tell you, Covino, you look like a real one. I was like, tell me, Sugar Ray. He said, I woke up and my biorhythms were off that day. And I was like, what do you mean by that? You remember, right?
He said, I just woke up. I didn't feel good that day.
You ever wake up and you just know that you're off? He said, that's how I felt when I woke up that day and I lost that fight. Like, I knew when I woke up I was off, and I didn't make excuses about it then, but that's the truth.
Well,
it makes you say, ah.
This all sort of
I
makes
appreciate
sense.
It.
This all sort of makes sense and ties together, because you don't want someone to make excuses. You want someone to be accountable. But if something's going wrong and you don't know,
it's called the truth.
You're misjudging them. Like, for instance, last year, Baker Mayfield. You could love him or hate him. He played injured the whole year. And I think by him being tough and downplaying and trying to be in every game and playing poorly sort of ruined his reputation moving forward, because everyone just thought he started stinking.
But how did he stinking like Abe Lincoln?
I mean, he didn't do great this year, so that it sort of doesn't help that point. But, you know, Baker Mayfield was the guy that brought the Browns to the playoffs, and then the next year he just stunk. And it turns out his shoulder, the whole second, the guy has his shoulder was like hanging off.
He was playing hurt. He was playing hurt. But you also have to factor this in, too. You're a professional athlete. You don't want to appear like a crybaby. I get all that. But it's also part of the game. You know, you talk to anyone in the NFL, like, they're never playing at 100%. Yeah, you're always playing hurt.
Name drop one more time, and then we'll take a break.
Was it Emmett Smith?
It was. Emmett Smith said, he told us once, after week one of the NFL, there's not one guy that's 100%. The toll that the game takes on your body.
So isn't it like, wah. Yeah, you know what? Hey, Baker Mayfield, we're all hurt.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another way to look at it. So do you appreciate this information? Does it make them look weak? Are they making excuses or taking accountability, or is it just the facts? You know, how do you feel about it when you hear Aaron Rodgers has a broken thumb? I kind of respect it. It makes sense. It puts things in perspective as a fan.
Aaron Rodgers being Aaron Rodgers, kind of the way he portrays himself, don't you think he kind of was like trying to hide it and just perform? And then when it didn't work out, boom, let me just tell you.
Had in his back pocket for when the final criticisms came.
Yeah, he's MVP last year, right?
But then when he lost to your Lions,
he
was very quick to make excuses.
My thumb's bad.
Yeah, I got a bunk thumb. All right, we're going to take your feedback at Covino and Rich and 877-99 on Fox. In for Dan Patrick. And we will get in a little bit go over some weekend hobnobbing, as we call it. What should you be watching? What is the must-watch game and the must-watch show of the weekend? Hang tight. It's coming up right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Mrs. Cringe Wilson. Got that 1-2 step. Sierra.
Her husband is Mr. Unlimited. Everybody needs an alter ego. Mr. Unlimited.
That's right.
It's Covino. And, by the way, I've seen that clip a million times, and it still makes my... What could I say on Fox Sports Radio?
Makes your butt itch.
It makes my butt itch. It does. When I hear him say, Mr. Unlimited.
I think we have it in the system, Charles.
It's so bad.
Mr. Unlimited.
And then once your algorithm gets a hold of, you know, the fact that you like sports and Russell Wilson clips, like you just see it over and over and over again.
Is everyone's algorithm the same as mine? It's like hot girls bouncing around and sports, 49ers and Mets stuff?
Pretty much, yeah.
And dumb pranks?
Yeah. Again, we're Covino and Rich. It's a pleasure to be here. Very thankful to be part of the Fox Sports Radio family. Thankful to be in here for the great Dan Patrick. Shout out to all the affiliates that are chilling with us today. We appreciate that. Remember, we're on Monday through Friday. Normally, Monday through Friday. So next week at 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East. But if you like what we do, please, I'd be very thankful. I'd have unlimited thanks. If you subscribe to our podcast for free, just search Covino and Rich, C-O-V-I-N-O, Covino and Rich, wherever you stream your podcast. There's a little check mark or a little plus sign. There's a little plus sign in the top right. Just click it. You're subscribed for free. Send it to your friends. It's a pleasure to be here again. Steve Covino from Union, New Jersey. Rich Davis from Franklin Square, Long Island. We're out here on the West Side.
Mr. Unlimited. You got to be unlimited.
So lame.
So
man.
Cringy. I love it.
I feel like it's just awkward because I like him. I do, but he's just an awkward guy. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Oh, you know,
we're
going to
get
like,
into some weekend hobnobbing in a little bit.
You and I have a theory that sometimes when someone is talented and good looking, there's a long time that you overlook their weirdness, but as they get older, it's like, oh, they're weirder than I thought. They've covered up their weirdness with talent and looks. And I think Russ is in that category, right?
Yeah, he's a weird guy. He has something weird about him.
But... No, before we get into some rando thoughts and some weekend hobnobbing, Tom Brady, I know, Joel, you're a big fan, as we are. Not a Bucks guy, not a Pats guy, but I admire
a Brady guy.
I admire Tom Brady. I'm a TB12 guy.
He's one of the greats.
You know, I am a fan. And I think he's off the hook. In multiple ways. Dude's off the hook. But I think he's off the hook for having a bad year because that division stinks and the Bucks will be the playoff team. I think we could all assume and maybe agree that the Bucks are the team that comes out of the NFC South. Maybe they'll be 10-7. Maybe they'll even be 9-8. But they'll be the team. No one else in that division. The Falcons had their minute to look like they were going to do it, but no. So let's take Tom Brady out of the conversation.
Okay.
I'm going to give you three quarterbacks. You tell me who should be the most disappointed. Actually, I'm going to give you four. Let me get even tougher. Four quarterbacks, and you tell me who should really be the most bummed out about how the way things are going.
If you have any thoughts, Fox Sports Radio Nation, 877-99 on Fox or at Covino and Rich.
And maybe you might think I'm wrong about one of them and say, hey, it's not his fault at all.
Remember, but hashtag Rich is a bozo.
Yeah. Joel, Bursch, anyone chime in and then we'll take the feedback. Four quarterbacks, who should be the most embarrassed? Who should be the most bummed? Derek Carr, he gets Josh McDaniel, he gets Davante Adams. They got a team that made the playoffs last year, and they on paper got better.
And remember, they applied for a trademark of Win City
for the Raiders. Derek
Win
Carr,
City, because the expectations are high.
Number one. Number two, Kyler Murray. Take that watch videotape clause out of my contract. I'm the man. I'm Kyler Murray. The Cardinals, NFC West beast. They're terrible. Russell Wilson. The narrative all last year, the Broncos, all they need is a quarterback. If they had a quarterback with that defense, they'd roll to the Super Bowl. They get Russell Wilson, and they're awful. And Aaron Rodgers, who's a multi-time MVP, Super Bowl winner, some say on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks, hit his first real hiccup and his first losing season.
It's not. You could take him out of the conversation.
So you're taking Aaron.
He has a broken thumb.
Okay.
He's long in the tooth. He's an older guy, right? So he has legitimate excuses. Okay. And he has no weapons, no one to help him out. So I think he's out of the conversation. I think the clear answer here is Mr. Unlimited. I'm definitely, right? I don't know. What do you think, Joel? I think it's clearly Russell Wilson. That's not to hate on the guy. Again, I root for people to succeed, but the expectations were high.
Who is it again?
Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited?
Unlimited. That's what I think if you're asking that question.
Mr. Unlimited. You got to be unlimited.
Oh, that clip. If you've never seen that clip, because not everyone lives the social media life, you got to watch that whole clip.
He's
why did he repeat it?
I feel like he thinks he had an epiphany and he wanted to share it.
Yeah, he thought he just got the point across.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Hey, world. Everyone needs an alter ego. Mine, I just want to share it with you. And I probably should never share this, but I'm gonna, because I'm on social media right now. I go by Mr. Unlimited.
Don't you remember when, wasn't there a video that before the Broncos, don't you remember him like laying in bed with his wife and he did some like, yeah, baby, let's roll.
Yeah, but you know what? None of that matters, right? None of the weird stuff matters at all when you're winning, right? Because then you're talking about him winning. Right, you're talking about, man, what a badass he is. Look at that. And he went there to Denver and he did what he was supposed to do. That's Mr. Then you'd be like, that's Mr. Unlimited. But when he's losing, you're like, oh, I don't know about that.
So what do you guys think? Derek Carr, Kyler Murray.
I'm going Russell Wilson.
Russ and Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to go Derek Carr, though.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's just, we was expecting so much out of Vegas. It's Vegas.
Yeah. People thought with Davante Adams, a new head coach.
New head coach. Davante Adams went there for a reason.
And they had played together before in college that you thought he got his guy.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. And the reason why I said Derek Carr is because out of the other three, I mean, they're not really talking about replacing Derek Carr. I mean, like, they don't even want Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Like, I think they moved his locker last week, but I got to go with Derek Carr.
Remember the Raiders and the Broncos, both 3-7. So they're both stinking it up.
Derek Carr is... It's tough because you can see how emotional he gets on the podium and how much he cares. But, you know, you could care all you want and you could be a good dude and a nice moral fella. But he's having a rough go at it. And speaking of these quarterbacks, it's only speculation and a rumor. But on TheHeavy.com and a couple other sites, I saw Peter King and a few people speculating. What would a trade look like to ship Aaron Rodgers and some of that money to Vegas, reunite with Davante Adams, and you send Carr with some draft picks to the Packers to rebuild, because then eventually you'll lead, you have Love there too. Do you think there's any juice there? What do you think Aaron Rodgers after
this? I don't know,
this?
Let's ask Juicy Lucy. Do you think any rebuild involves an Aaron Rodgers? Do you feel like that's a good rebuild? Yeah, I'm not a fan, but that wouldn't excite me. if I was. It just wouldn't. So think about that. We'll take your phone calls and your feedback. 877-99 on Fox. And again, at Covino and Rich. And, you know, I want to move from the NFC South that Rich was talking about to the NFC East and talk about those Philadelphia Eagles for a minute.
I want to talk about that. I want to say what's up to my buddy Sean Weller and his dad Pops, who is the guy that hangs at the softball field, keeps the book for us, a great dude. So shout out to Pops. He's listening. He said, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Hashtag Rich is a bozo. So see, it's catching
on. It's really catching on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So thank you, Sean. Good dude.
Again, at Covino and Rich.
All right. Let's say what's up to Jeremy in Alabama. What's up, man?
Hey guys, so when I was starting to call, I heard the first two options that you had, and it was Derek Carr and Kyler Murray, and then my phone connected to the to my car and started ringing, so I didn't hear the other two. But I'll just go ahead and tell you, I think it's Kyler Murray, and I want to add as a tie Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
because Russell Wilson has been the biggest disappointment to me after I let Russ cook and let you know. All this, he's not the same quarterback that he used to be.
He certainly is not. As a Niners fan, I would fear him when he was on the Seahawks. He would ruin my season two times a year. Like, oh,
in fact,
damn,
he
Russell
just changed
Wilson.
His name to Mr. Limited.
He's pretty limited. No, but that the guy makes a point. Russ might have to be the answer here because.
Well, let him know he actually was an option. You just didn't hear it.
Because of the narrative that. Well, the Broncos had one glaring hole, one thing to fix, and that was, you got a star quarterback? Team's good to go. They got the star quarterback, and the team took a major step
Maybe
backwards.
It was just me, but I could have sworn that coming into the season, we expected more from the Raiders than we did the Broncos.
We expected
that. Yeah, but you know what makes the Broncos look worse, too, and Russell Wilson look worse, is the fact that Seattle's playing well, and Geno Smith
that's
is,
a factor.
You know, so it makes it even magnifies it even more when you see Geno Smith
like
doing what he was able
like
to do.
His ex-girlfriend's doing better than him.
Yeah,
like his ex is with a hotter dude now. Like, no! He has abs? But
they're all disappointed.
I mean, look at one of the stars of Fox Sports. Our pal Cowherd, his preseason was like, Broncos was his Super Bowl pick. He's since, backpedaled on that a bit, but a lot of people thought the Broncos were a Super Bowl contender. In fact, that whole division, the AFC West, was supposed to be the division where like three teams made the playoffs because they were all so good, and a lot of disappointment. South Dakota and Chris, wrap this up, bud.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, I think the quarterback that might be the most disappointed this year is a guy who's not even starting right now, Trey Lance.
Well,
the way everything's kind of gone in San Francisco, the dude was supposed to come in and be the stud quarterback, taking over for Jimmy G. He gets hurt.
You're never the stud quarterback if Jimmy G's on the team. I promise you that.
Yeah.
I promise you that. But you know what? If you're new to the show, Chris... And it's a good call, Chris in South Dakota.
Thanks, Chris.
Rich is the resident 49ers fan, so.
Yeah, Chris.
What do you think?
It's an interesting, I said this the other day on our show, an interesting pickle, Rick, that the 49ers are going to be in come end of this year. Depending on what happens to the Niners, we're talking Super Bowl winner, Super Bowl contender, deep playoff run, wild card exit, who knows? But whatever the 49ers do, and everyone right now seems to be pretty high on my Niners, right? They're saying, oh, Niners, Philly, that could be your NFC, your two teams. If they do well with Jimmy G, and then the season ends, and you have Trey Lance coming off of a season-ending injury, not proven at all in the NFL, and you have the weapons in place to win now, Kittle, Debo, Ayuk,
McCaffrey,
Elijah Mitchell. You know, how many more great seasons of Trent Williams being, your line's good. How do you hand the keys over to a rookie? And I say rookie because it'll be his first real chance when you got Jimmy G in the wings and probably a Tom Brady lingering as a guy saying, oh, maybe I'll come to the place I've always wanted to go, San Francisco. It's going to be the weirdest offseason quarterback decision for the Niners. And they've already made decisions between Alex Smith and Kaepernick and Montana and Young, and I think this is the weirdest one yet. So
here's the thing with the Trey Lance call, though. I think disappointing for him.
Yeah.
For him. The other players we mentioned, disappointing for the entire fan base.
All right, well, coming up,
team.
We will wrap up
49ers
a Friday. Coming up, we'll wrap up a Friday Covino and Rich Show in for Dan Patrick with some weekend hobnobbing. What is the must-watch game for you? And what is the must-watch show or documentary or whatever you're watching? We'll discuss next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses. Then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
By the way, that is the voice of the Eagles lineman released their first single from a holiday album, A Philly Special Christmas. Do you believe that?
Watch out, Ed Sheeran. Yes. Backups, Taylor Swift.
Look out, Bing Crosby. That's Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, and Jason Kelce singing your new favorite Christmas classic. And today, as far as I'm concerned, today is the official day where you could listen out for some of your favorites. So real quick, Rich, which one are you most excited to hear, aside from the one from the Philadelphia Eagles lineman?
Oh, what's my favorite Christmas song?
The one you're most excited to hear today.
You know what my favorite Christmas song is? Darlene Love.
I mean, it's a great one. It is.
Darlene Love might be to me, she performed Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, on Letterman for like 25 years? That might be my favorite Christmas song.
Well, didn't she put the kibosh on Mariah Carey when Mariah Carey was trying to trademark the Queen or Queen of Christmas or something like that?
Well, yeah, the trademark was denied, but I think Darlene Love was like, well, slow down. If there's anyone that's the Queen of Christmas.
She has a few. She has a few bangers. Mine is a random favorite that I look forward to. It's The Waitresses. Christmas wrappings.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Well, officially, get into your Christmas season on this Black Friday. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. We're Covino and Rich. Very thankful to be here in for Dan Patrick. And again, please subscribe to our podcast for free. Just search Covino and Rich and tune in Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. on the West. That's where you are now, live in the barrios of L.A. Orale, homes, vatos locos forever. And let's get into this, buddy.
A little weekend hobnobbing. You want to do this?
Let's do it.
All right. You got to ask yourself, what is the must-watch TV show or streaming thing? Or what is the must-watch game of the week? You want to start?
Well, there's a few things that I got to watch. Again, this is to keep you in the know. When you're hobnobbing, boozing and schmoozing this weekend and back to work on Monday. Hey, man, what did you get into this weekend? Well, I just started Wednesday on Netflix. I can't say that I'm vouching for it, but anything Tim Burton's involved in, you know, I'm kind of interested in. So Wednesday from the Addams Family, a new series on Netflix. Check that out. There's a Pepsi documentary called Where's My Jet? Rich recommended it. I finished it. Definitely worth the watch. It's about this kid who was collecting Pepsi points to win a Harrier jet. And
it's the most wild documentary I've seen in a long time.
Right. He wanted his prize.
Have you seen the trailer for this, Bursch or Joel? There's a kid. Remember like back in the day you would have points, like you would save points. Like people that smoke cigarettes would have their Marlboro points and people would have Pepsi points. This guy took the commercial serious because there was no disclaimer. And he's like, yo, I'm going to get the 7 million points, and I want my military jet. And Pepsi was like, yeah, we were joking.
Yeah.
And there's a lawsuit and money. It's a
four-part series, definitely worth the watch. And it's pretty interesting. You definitely want to check that out. I might watch Spirited based on your recommendation because Christmas season has begun. But I highly recommend. Well, you know what? I think it's on Rich's list, so I'll wait. But as far as games are concerned, man, there's a bunch of good ones that intrigue me. Rich, you'll probably go with your Niners.
I don't know about that.
You know what intrigues me?
As a fan.
We were just talking about Aaron Rodgers and his thumb and everything else. I want to see how the Eagles stack up against Green Bay. I think I'm sort of interested in that game because I want to know how legit they are.
Like if the Eagles are supposed to be the best team in the NFC.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
They're at home on Sunday night against a guy who has a broken thumb that's clearly having like the worst season of his life, right?
Yeah. I want to see them clobber Green Bay.
And if the Eagles are the real deal, Holyfield, number one seed everyone's talking about.
And they got this new Christmas song that everyone's singing along to, right? That's a bold statement. When you, as a team, put out music, you're pretty confident in your team. That's the way I look at it based on the 85 Bears.
And, you know, 86 Mets. Any team historically who has made some type of team music video is a contender and thinks they're going all the way.
Well, Rich has some family movies that you might want to check out. And speaking of family, this family takes turns turning heads.
Listen to this guy.
Brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. The Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. Any family movies on your list here.
Way to go there, Transition Jones.
There you go.
Look at that. I mean,
it's
this
Transition Johnson.
Seamless.
Thank you.
Seamless. A couple things I think we should be watching in the world of football. College fans, USC Notre Dame. That's a great game to watch this weekend if you're a college football fan. USC Notre Dame, I'll be watching that. And as far as Sunday football goes, and you know what I am curious about? You know, there's better games, but I'm curious to see how the Jets bounce back at home against the Bears without Zach Wilson, with Mike White in there. I know never would I think a Bears-Jets game would be intriguing at this point in the season, but I am curious to see if the Jets throw it down and advance to 7-4, because with the Patriots losing yesterday, the Jets could gain a game on the Pats in that very tight wild card race in the AFC.
Yeah, they're an interesting team for sure.
So I'm going to go USC Notre Dame. Must watch NFL. Oddly enough, it sounds crazy, but Bears Jets. And as far as what to watch, I'm going to check out that Christmas Story Christmas. And my wife is probably going to make me watch this, so I'll tell you guys. On Netflix, Lindsay Lohan's got a movie out. It looks cheesy as hell. It looks terrible. But I'm going to watch it. It's called
I'll pass on that.
It's called Falling for Christmas.
No,
it's your typical cheesy.
But you know what? I'm okay, man.
It's your typical cheesy, like she loses her memory and doesn't know where she is.
Hey, you know what? Tell me how bad it was on Monday. How about
Shut
that?
Shut up. Joe Bursch, you guys got anything you want to watch this weekend?
Well, you know it's Michigan-Ohio State this weekend, baby.
You know go it blue. Is. You know it is. I was leaving that one for you, buddy.
And the movies I kind of like to watch go back would be Die Hard 1 or Friday After Next.
Oh,
good ones.
You.
Good ones.
30.
Bersh, what you got?
How about the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas or holiday special is coming out today. And how about some Oregon State?
Good ones. I love it. Hey, you got your weekend hobnobbing set. Sports, entertainment, that's what we like to cover here on Covino and Rich. And anything you miss, like Covino said, we really would appreciate it if you subscribe to our podcast. Covino and Rich, just search it wherever you get your pods, and we'll see you guys back here on Monday. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
We will see you in the promised land.
Thank you, Dan Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.